Kia ora, my name's Ben and I run Echo Train Records. I also produce music under the name Jaga. Echolocation has been an idea that has been brewing for a while. I wanted to give something back to the youth of our country through the support of mental health and well-being in this area. There have been way too many stories that I've heard from within our music scenes that have really emphasised how important mental health is, especially for our younger generations and marginalised groups. The idea behind Echolocation was to not only spread awareness in this area, but also to help and support areas that need it the most. After doing a lot of research and meeting with people, I decided to donate the proceeds from this project to Maya, who are currently raising money to build a new outpatient facility in Ototahi for child, youth and family mental health services. Their current facilities are very run down, and since 2018, the people seeking support in this area has increased by 140%, which is around 433 young people each month. It's also quite shocking to know that the average age of patient is just 12 years old. So for the compilation, I asked a whole bunch of artists from around Christchurch and New Zealand, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. So we ended up with 22 tracks in the compilation, which I'm so happy about. All money from this compilation, as well as a show we did last week, will be donated to Maya to help them build this facility. The compilation's out now, and you can find it on the Echo Train Records Bandcamp page.
This is Deep State with my track Angel on Echolocation. I was really stoked to be asked to be part of this release with Echo Train, so many other amazing artists from around the country. I had a lot of fun making Angel. It was an opportunity to make something a little different than some other songs I've put out in the past, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Emily and I wrote Atmos. Atmos to me is a relaxing track, something I really experimented with. It's a different sound to what I'm usually creating, but I'm happy with how it turned out. Making this track also meant a lot as I knew my work was going towards a great cause.
Hello, my name is Jess Aspinwall and my song on Echolocation is called Not Yet. The hardest part about finishing this song was getting the vocals to fit and sound like they belong there, because that's the main reason I produce. It's predominantly to make songs that I can sing on, whereas when I finished this track it didn't sound complete, but I couldn't get the vocals to sit right. Hence why they're quite heavily processed, and I feel like I've used the vocals on here more as an instrument as opposed to a lyrical storytelling device. They're more of a texture and a layer that kind of just contribute to the song, sound and atmosphere. Yeah, hope you enjoy.
I'll find it. Keanu Raves. My track from the Echo Train VA is called Headlights in the Rain at Night. I produced that track last year, straight after I watched a production masterclass with a producer called Tim Tama, who I really like. He's from the Netherlands, and one thing I really took from that masterclass was like the way that he makes his kicks, his kick drums. And so I kind of just wanted to make like the hardest kick that I could. Yeah, pretty happy with the kick I made for that, and then that kind of put some like moody pads and emotional vibes over the top, so something that was kind of like hard hitting but still kind of vibey and emotional. Yeah, thanks.
Don't. So this is a little bit about our track, Curse Crown by Protection Spell and myself, Mr. Meaty Boy. A little bit that Protection Spell wanted to add in about this track is that it was entirely made in Bitwig, which has great modulation capabilities and allows for really interesting sampling methods. The writing is based around the idea of keeping the track so straight that it feels unnatural. Something else that's interesting about this track is just how little time we had to do it in. We had a completely different track to start off with for this compilation, and at a certain point we're just like, we just weren't sure if we liked it, and so we basically scrapped the whole thing except for one sample, and went ahead with that. And I think it was really, really good for myself and Protection Spell's ability to collaborate and really be honest about what we do and don't like, and feel confident to start again. So yeah, this is it.